Thank you, Lord, that we're not rebels. We believe that authority has been instituted by you, even godless authority, according to your word. But Lord, we thank you this morning that we are able to legally meet together without our faces being covered, where we can sing unto you with all our hearts, with all our might, with all our voices.
Hallelujah.
So Lord, now that we've got that opportunity, Lord, free us to do that. Let's not hold back this morning, Father, but release us in worship and praise to you. And I believe that you want to speak through us and to us today by your Spirit, through your word, and that, Lord, you want to use each and every one of us for your glory. So I pray that you give us hearts to open today to receive from you, from your good hand, those things which you prepared for us, even before the foundation of the world. Give skill and sensitivity to those who lead us in song, Lord, and in different ways throughout this meeting, so that we might be in tune both with you and with one another. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to sing, maybe just sing a song or two. Fiona, bless her, has kindly said that she will lead us this morning, but she doesn't have any more idea what we're going to do than I do. Do you, Fiona? Yeah. But we are going to sing some happy songs to start off with.
Yeah.
Right?
Right,
and then we're going to get miserable. No, we're going to sing some happy songs to start with. So, Fiona, do you want to read your song first?
Yes.
Do you want to use the microphone?
No, I think you can.
They can hear you. Yes.
Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful song. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. So enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
Which one first?
Father God, yes. That's fine.
No, what was that? Our God is an awesome God.
See what I mean?
Our God is an awesome God.
Oh,
said when you pray, pray, Abba Father. Hallelujah. Lord, this morning we don't just call you Lord. We don't just fear you as the great and mighty God. But we love you because you've said you are our Father. Abba Father. And so Lord, as we acknowledge your fatherhood over us today, as sons and as daughters of the living God, we just say that we are the most blessed of all people, Father. Lord, as we sing this song now, Lord, may it mean something to us. Not just be words on a screen, but in our hearts. On the right of our hearts.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus,
Lord. Thank you. Amen.
a word for us. Just wait on him for a few minutes. Maybe he has, maybe he hasn't. Let's give him a chance to speak. Father. Hallelujah.
I have been longing for you to call me Father, that not God. I'm your Father. I love you. I love you so much. You're my children. I will never let your tyranny stop by the enemy. I'm your Father. Just think on that word. Drink it in. I'm your Father, your Heavenly Father, your friend, the lover of your spirit and soul. I love you so much. Don't ever doubt my fathership over you. Don't ever doubt it.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Over the last kind of 15 months, we've done what we were told to do. Yeah. We've been obedient to the people in the world, to God, to each other. And now it's time for the truth.
Yes.
Because the truth will set the world free.
Amen.
From the bondage and from everything else that has worried them over the last 2 years. And it's time now to speak the truth into the world. It's not our truth, it is the truth.
Amen.
It's not about anything else, it's about Him. Because every word that comes out of His mouth means something to the world. And He doesn't say it because He wants to chastise anyone. He says it because of that love.
Amen.
That has been spoken this morning. He wants us, and He wants us, the church, His people, His children, to go and speak the truth regardless.
Amen.
The
Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you,
Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Father. We want to speak truth, Father.
Give us the anointing, Father. To speak your word, yes. Jesus. Give us the anointing, give us the courage, give us the opportunity, Lord. Bring people in our path, Lord, that will be open to the gospel. In Jesus' mighty name, this is indeed, I believe, a precious, precious, small opening door which we may not have very long. I pray each one of us, Lord, be so anointed by your Spirit, so compelled by your word, we may go forth and preach the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We will not be ashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ. We will speak His name in truth. And Lord Jesus, that people will hear your word, and many will come to know you as Savior and Lord. Oh Lord, help us, the church. Help us, Lord Jesus, to be able to fulfill your word in Jesus' name. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel, and these signs shall follow those that believe. In my name they will speak with new tongues. They will cast out demons.
Yes.
They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. They went everywhere. The Lord working with them. Mm. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray, Lord. We can't do it alone. We need the Lord to work with us and to see your name magnified and glorified and people to get saved. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray for the souls of the people in this nation. In Jesus'
oppression and will know Jesus Christ. He's the one that will liberate them. He's the one that will set them free. He's the one that will grant them everlasting life. Amen. Oh God, I pray for the souls of this nation. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 If I see the face of a sunflower will face east when the sun rises in the morning, and it will follow the sun all the way across the horizon to the sunset. And I believe that's what the Lord wants us to do, is just keep our eyes on Him totally, to deflect the days of delusion and lies and fakery that is infecting the world like an oil. He just wants us to be sunflowers. Keep our eyes on Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, is there any others that the Lord has got something to say through you? Just open. Just be bold. No one's here to laugh or to. We're all just. We're all beginning this journey together. So let's just keep ourselves sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Okay, well, we're not going to force anything, so just take a seat for a moment, please. Thanks to everyone who just shared this morning. Sort of all blended, isn't it? All blended together. Hallelujah. Praise God. Pearl.
Now, we all know how special this little lady is, don't we? Do you know, you can always tell when Pearl's playing the piano, she can't see anything. Who's playing the piano? She's playing itself. And I thought, you know, we've been blessed, haven't we, many times in the past when Pearl is just at the end of the service. She's just got on the piano and she's played away. The wonderful, unique gift. Well, how about you play us for us during the meeting, play something for us, and sing along to it?
Yeah.
Yeah, what were you singing earlier?
There's
Hosanna.
Yeah.
You played Hosanna?
Where
we lift up. We lift up, yeah. Hosanna. Okay, this is Hosanna. Yeah, Hosanna. Go for Hosanna. See how we're coming up. You
can
reach the
school.
Yeah.
You mean in case you reach the school?
Hallelujah. All right. Whatever key you choose, we'll try and sing along with.
Amen.
All right. Are you close enough?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right. Go for it.
Yeah,
all right. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
opportunities, I can tell you for that. Hallelujah. Now, we're going to sing a hymn, but we're only going to think the happy bits.
Yeah.
All right? So I'll go back to the beginning. It was one that was put together for this morning. Now, here we go. Now, we could start with that, but we could start with Count Your Blessings first. All right? And then we'll do the verse. And if you're not tossed about on life's billows, then don't start thinking you've got to be. Sing it with conviction without actually being tossed around. You should think about when you were tossed around by every wind of doctrine and the cunning and craftiness of men who lie in wait to deceive, but then God's word came, implants itself in your heart, and you're no longer tossed around. So you could say, you could say, when upon life's billows I was tempest tossed, when I was discouraged, thinking all is lost, I counted my many blessings, I named them one by one, and it didn't surprise me what the Lord has done. Amen. Make it up as you go along, sing something completely different. But don't get negative. Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Does anybody know the bit? My wife does, but she's not here. Count them 2 by 2. Does anybody know that bit? No? 4 by 4?
No?
Anybody?
We would sing it, but John's wife's not here.
Right, we have to wait till she is in that. I thought maybe, because she's an old Sankey person, you know. Remember Sankey? Okay.
Still got it in Methodist, yes.
Still got it in Methodist, yes. Excellent. Praise God. Take your seat for a moment, folks. I think on that note, it would probably be a good time for us to just remember why we are the things we've just sang about. Because we've done absolutely nothing towards it. Nothing. Is that good?
Amen.
Thank you very much, Fiona. You were very, very good today because you didn't know what was coming, did you? Isn't she great? Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. Because of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we're going to share together in the communion today. It's not a morbid affair, it's a joyous affair.
Yes.
It's not, you know, we come to this thy table, blah, blah, blah. We're not trusting in our own strength, that's true. But we're trusting in his glorious blood to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Amen.
Yeah. Melodious tones of heaven, or is that Jamie's phone? It's Jamie's phone. Okay. It's okay, Jamie. So, in fact, as a punishment, perhaps you could come forward and sit at the table. So, perhaps you could do that. And Paul, perhaps you could also, you could minister the emblems, as we call them. Is that okay?
Now, this is
a unique experience for Paul, isn't it, Paul?
It is, yeah.
Hallelujah. So, we just want to thank God for you, Paul, and the way the Lord has brought you to us.
Amen.
And he's going to sort out your doctrine as well, so you'll know about communion now.
No, my doctrine's fine, man. That's why I'm with you guys.
Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we just thank you. We thank you so much. Thank you, Lord, for the fun that we can enjoy, because our sins are forgiven, because we have peace with God. We have joy unspeakable and full of glory. What else could we ask for? But you said more than that. We have everlasting life. We have the love of God shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Spirit. We have the promises of God that keep us from corruption and enable us to partake in your divine nature. And you said, whom the Son sets free is free. So we are free today. We're not trying to get free. We are free. And yet, Lord, as we continue in your word, we become freer. It was for freedom, it was for liberty that Christ has set us free. No longer to be enslaved in a yoke of bondage. And so, Lord, we cast off. Our shackles are gone. Our spirit is free. Oh, praise the Lord. He lifted us. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. We just give you thanks now in Jesus' name for these samples. Take the cup, right. We drink this cup in remembrance. When you get it, just drink it. Thank you. And for the agenda. Now, we did have some emblems from. What happened to the ones we had earlier, Fiona?
In your bag.
You could have taken those instead of these, but you genuinely have had to done it by faith based on Mark 16. You can drink any deadly poison, it will not hurt you. It was about 6 months old and it looked slightly past itself.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Your body was broken and ours might be whole. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Okay. That matters from 60 seconds.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you very much, Paul. Thank you very much, Janie. Appreciate that. Hallelujah. Now, don't worry, we're not going all serious because I'm stood up here and I've got my microphone on. Have you remember the last time we met, we had about 10 minutes of rules that we had to follow. Remember that?
Yeah.
Well, I looked at what it said on the website today, on the NHS website, the government website, and I did a search for the word must. I only found one. I had lots of shoulds, 15 of them, but only one must. So guess which one we're going to go with? We're going to go with the must. So if you have got symptoms of COVID, get out. All right? Or if you're told to stay at home by NHS Thrust and Trace, then don't come. Apart from that, hallelujah, you're free. If you want to wear a mask, feel free. We're not going to look on you and say, oh, you unfaithful, you unbelieving person. No, if that's what you want to do, that's absolutely fine. If you want to keep distance from others, as long as it's not because they've got BO, then that's absolutely fine as well. All right? Oh, that's BO, but absolutely, that's good. But in all seriousness, folks, we're not rebels, but we want to honour the Lord firstly in our lives. And I don't know about you, but I'm just so grateful to be able to sing this morning for the first time, really. Amen. Now then, during the last month, I've been encouraging people to read Proverbs. Yeah. How have we been doing? Super. We've got 25 days so far of Proverbs. You've been doing it? Well done. Now, has anybody been getting any revelation or something they want to share about a proverb? It could be the chapter, it could be a verse, but something as you read it, God has just spoken into your heart. Nobody? Maria? Are you hovering?
No,
not hovering? Okay. Well, I might let you get away with it this time. Oh, you got one from a proverb. There was something the Lord spoke to you about. Brilliant.
Right. There were some things that I didn't understand.
Yeah.
And so we went through a couple of the songs together and was sort of trying to explain things that I probably didn't understand.
Yeah.
And so we did that. But I think that what the Lord sort of was showing me was how important it is to have wisdom.
Yes.
In situations in our lives, and also, I mean, Proverbs comes up in life. Generally, you will find people speaking a lot without even realizing they're saying And they are just, they do sort of give us direction and tell us
absolutely
how to live.
Yeah, that's why we read them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, that thing for us was very good.
Excellent.
And, yeah. And, I mean, I've read them many times, but it's really sort of letting them become part of me.
Yep. Well, there's 31 chapters of Proverbs, isn't there? And there's 31 days in the longest month. So I think 8 months of the year you can read them through every chapter. And then for 3 months of the year you read the first 30. So the focus is on the perfect wife. 31st one. And then, of course, for one month a year you only get 28 or obviously 29 during your leap year. But they're so easy. I mean, they can repetition. I know that, but they're a bit like, you know, in a sense, we take medicine, repetition, you know, we take vitamins, perhaps, and we take it because we think that they're good for us. We don't just take them once, we take them continuously. There was a couple of, but folks, when I do this, I'm not doing this to just for the sake of it. I really believe that as a fellowship, we need to love God's word and love wisdom. And Proverbs chapter 1 is all about getting wisdom. And it's written to the young man, specifically, but doesn't mean it doesn't apply to everybody else. And it, get wisdom, and with all you're getting, get understanding. You know, ignorance is of the devil. Ignorance isn't from God. God didn't make us ignorant. Right? Look at the amazing things that man has achieved, even wicked man has achieved. Think how much more man could achieve in conjunction with the Lord. So he's given us his word for wisdom. As I was reading through it, there were just a couple, very briefly. On the 16th of the month, I read this. The preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. Years ago, I was invited on the Richard and Judy show after my flying incident. And I went to a hotel in London the night before I was due on. And I took my daughter with me, Jess. And I remember in the morning, I went in the bath and I prayed. I said, Lord, I don't want them to make a mockery of you on live television. So I need you to prepare what they're going to ask and what I'm going to say. And then I read this. It was the 16th of the month. The preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. So God prepared the questions and he prepared my answers.
That's what he said in Acts.
Say again?
That's what it says in the New Testament as well. The God will give us
yes. What
to say. Do not
we don't need to think about it up front. Yeah. Absolutely. When you're brought before kings, etc., for my name's sake. Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Roz. And so we're on the Rich and Judy. I'm on the Rich and Judy show, and he asked me a question, and I answered it. When I got home, I watched the video, and I thought, "Oh my goodness, how did I answer that question?" And then I heard the answer. I thought, "Wow, I don't even remember giving it at the time, but it was absolutely, and it was instant. It was truly the wisdom that came from God." So he did prepare the. He prepared the questions and he prepared the answers. Amen? And the other one was in Proverbs 21:1. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. As the rivers of water, he turns it wherever he will. And when Suzette was alive, Suzette, by the way, some of you will know, was Tony Wilson's mother-in-law, or Ruth's mother. And I got on really well with her. She was as batty as she was great. She was, you know, well into her 80s, 87 I think she was, and she absolutely loved the Lord, and she was OTT, really OTT, over the top. She was wonderful, and she was inspirational. And a woman, when I was pastoring on the church on the Heath, this woman was going to court and was looking at 6 years in prison because drugs had been found in her shed, and she pleaded guilty. She said they weren't her drugs, she'd allowed them to be in there for someone else. And she was going to court and she was told she'd looking at 6 years. And anyway, she got little children and the children had been coming to our fellowship. And she was obviously concerned they were probably going to be put to care. Maybe there was something else, I don't know, that didn't seem to have been made clear what was going to happen to them. And the day before she was going to court to be sentenced, I went round to see her. And I said, look, you know, we'll do what we can as a fellowship to look after your children if you go to prison. And she was appreciative of that. You could tell she'd had a few to drink. She wasn't drunk, but she was, you know, she was trying to, I suppose, keep herself calm. And then the Lord spoke to me and said, ask her if she wants to be saved.
So I said, do you want to know that your sins, etc. She said yes. Now, she was in a corner. Let's face it, she was in a corner, and people will do things in a corner. So I said to her, look, I'm going to go off, and I'm going to come back this afternoon, and we'll have another discussion. And I came back in the afternoon, and I prayed about this, and I said to her, you know, did you mean it? She said, yeah. I said, well, I'd like to baptize you before we go. You go to court tomorrow. Underwater. Dunked.
No, I'll go for it. I've got tears in my eyes. I know what's coming. Praise God.
And she said, yes, she would like to be baptized. But then, her children, they wanted to be baptized as well. I didn't know about the time. But what happened was, we came back. I came back. When I said this to her, the children had been filling up the paddling pool in her garden. And I hadn't even mentioned at the time about getting baptized. Anyway, she said they wanted to be baptised as well. So what we did in the evening is we all marched across, literally, me playing the squeeze box, it was like the Sally Annie band, walking through the heath, all these people looking out the windows at this weird-looking crowd going through. We got to her house, and she lived in Maryland Close. As you know, that's got a bit of a reputation as being one of the hardest places on the heath. And we went into her garden, and she was there, and the church turned out. And all around, people's windows started opening up, and we started singing and praising God. We baptized the three of them.
Lovely.
It was great, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So I then said to her, oh, by the way, there was a lot of these ladies. They had these, you know, these gypsy earrings in?
Yeah.
And they were hard. They were tough women. And they were mocking, etc., etc. Anyway, the next morning, I said I'd go to court with her, just to support her. And so I phoned up Suzette, that's Ruth's mother-in-law, and I said, would you like to come? Now, if you gave Ruth's mother-in-law any notice, she'd talk herself out of it. So I didn't give her any notice. How long have I got? She sounded like that. So 10 minutes. I'm waiting downstairs. Anyway, I'm sat in the car, and I opened my Bible to Proverbs chapter 21, and I read this. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, and as the rivers of water, he turns it in whatever direction he wants. So we went to the court, and these women were there. What's God doing for her now? You see, this is her friends are all there. And I'm sort of...
woman folly.
I'm keeping quiet. What?
Woman folly. That's what woman folly
is. Yeah, the other voice. Yeah, it's fine. So anyway, we sat in the court, and Suzette is there. Now, Suzette was deaf. So Suzette is praying in tongues loud. And the people in the court are going, like this. And I'm thinking, I'm not going to stop this. I'm not going to even say a thing. Let her get on with this. But when I read that, oh, sorry, I've given you the wrong verse. Ah, sorry, it's the wrong verse. The verse I was looking for was, well, that's one of the verses, but the other one was, if you confess, wait a minute, let me find it. Sorry, it's forsake, confess. Let me find it. Forsake. That was the first day, the day before, I think, that one. Great. Let's put confesseth, because we are talking King James, of course. No, changes it to, let's put TH on the end. Forsake, confesseth. Okay. Mercy, confess, mercy. You see this, how organized we are? It's good, isn't it? Proverbs, come on, where is it? Proverbs, yeah. Receive mercy. It's definitely mercy in there, I know that. Talk amongst yourselves. Definitely forsake. Okay, I know the verse anyway. I'll just have to, if I can't find it, I'll have to just. Those who confess shall receive mercy. Those who confess and forsake shall receive mercy. Okay? So if you know what it is, it's in Proverbs. And the verse, when I was sat in the car waiting for Suzette, I thought about this. I thought, hang on, she's completely guilty. So what's she done when she's pleaded guilty?
Confess.
She confessed. And she's received Jesus. What's she done when she received Jesus?
Mercy.
She's forsaken a sin. Yes. So she shall receive mercy. So we're in the court, and the first thing that happened is the judge didn't come in for a while, and the barristers are milling around. Suzette is praying away in tongues, but she's also got a solicitor there who's completely useless. He's a duty solicitor, and he's completely useless. And I sent her a message
on her John 3:16 card, passed it over to her, said, "Get sack him," because he was hopeless. Anyway, the next thing that happened is the judge came in, and the prosecution barrister, and the prosecution barrister stood up and started to defend her.
Wow! That's incredible.
That's not how it's supposed to work, folks.
No, that's incredible.
His job is to put the other side.
Yeah.
And you'll know about this because Naomi is a barrister. That's not the norm. And he started to defend her. And I said, "Have you said it?" I said, "Lord, you're in this place."
Oh, man.
She got probation. She walked out of that court. Wow. She was reunited with the children. And the gypsy ladies, they ran off. They wouldn't go near me afterwards. And, okay, time passed and things went wrong. She got offended and she walked away. But that's not the point, is it? The point is that God's word spoke into that situation. And I want to encourage you folks. This isn't the message, by the way. That's another 2 hours. But seriously, the word of God has got to see every situation that we've got in our life, God wants to speak into it. He doesn't want us floundering around. You said to me?
Only when you're reading.
Oh, you want to suggest something? Okay. It's not to do with eschatology, not the end times.
No, we'll give a talk on that in a couple of months.
Okay, all right. Oh, you do it. You know, talks don't have to be one person talks for 45 minutes on Sunday, folks. Bill, if you've got something to say from the Lord, it might take 5 seconds, it might break barriers in people's lives and be connected for years. Because that's what church is about. Church is not about.
Yes.
Somebody stood at the front, everyone else sat there as an audience. That is definitely what we're going to be looking at. Right. Just hold your horses a bit there for a few more minutes, Tony. Okay. I want to show a video that I watched this morning about the army forces wives singers. Anybody seen that series on TV?
28-12 you were looking at.
No, 13.
What does it say?
28-13. He who covers his transgression
shall not prosper.
Will not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes his sin
will receive mercy. Say mercy. Yeah. What is it? What is the verse?
28-13.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah.
But I knew it was there, I just couldn't find the words for it. Right, I'm going to try and put a video on, which I want you to watch, because it really fits in with what we're talking about this morning. Okay, hold on a second.
Hallelujah.
Benny. Not going to humiliate at all. I'm going to honour you.
Okay.
Now, when I watched that video, I thought, oh, typical PC. They got the lead singer on there covered in tattoos. The reason that she was on there was because she was the best singer.
Amen. Amen.
And you, kid, you've got a part to play in the body of Christ. And I may not like the look the way you look.
Amen.
But I just want to honour you as my sister.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
You must live the life that God's called you to.
Bless the Lord.
Because you've got
Jesus
such an amazing Lord. Contribution, Amen. Like we all have. Mm-hmm. Right? If you don't do it, we're going to miss out.
Jesus. It'll win souls, Lord. Jesus' name.
Yes.
Come to your moment. By the what?
The music that put onto the song.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah. Yeah. I just think that we've got to, you know, we've got to just start to expect God to use us, folks. If you look at the book of the Corinthians, they queued up. They were queuing up to share what God had put in their hearts.
Yeah.
In fact, Paul said, look, three by the most four at a time.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that that's for, you know, the whole thing, but we don't get religious, oh, we've got to have a service, an hour and a half, we can have three people speak, no. But, you know, allow the Holy Spirit, after two or three people have spoken, to then put that into people's hearts, because Satan wants to steal away the word, doesn't he?
Right.
So we then meditate on that, and we allow the Lord to work and say what he wants to through that, and minister to people. Because if we can get it right, then we can tell, they'll get it right, they'll hear, they'll see the truth, they'll see the reality of the gospel of Jesus. Folks, Christianity without the power is not Christianity, it's just it's a club. And I believe the Lord wants to work in his church, starting, well, 2,000 years ago. I'm just going to speak very briefly, to talk about what is church. Yes.
I see the book of Proverbs as a pack of contraceptive pills, because it prevents you, the book is trying to prevent you from committing foolishness and sins. It's a contraception, it's stopping you, whereas other books in the New Testament are trying to deal with the sin that's been committed and the forgiveness and that sort of stuff. So I think Proverbs is a lovely book. It should be taught to young people.
Yeah.
And they swallow these little contraceptive pills every day to stop sin being birthed.
Well, I know what you say. I think I'd probably use a different term to contraceptive, but yeah.
It's a preventative pill. No,
we stop birth, we don't stop sin.
No. But thank you. But no, they keep you from the foolish woman. There's two voices crying, isn't there? It's listening to the right voice. Paul.
Just one proverb that's got in my head is for the churches, for all of us really, but especially for Bernie, I was thinking, it's like, you know, we throw the dice, but the Lord determines where they land.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like life, we just go out and we throw those dice and we take that risk. You know, speaking to people, going on TV, you know, or talking to your neighbour, whatever, throw the dice. You know, we're willing to do that, then it's the Lord who determines where they land. Don't worry about where they land.
That's right.
We don't need to, we just need to throw. I think that's in Proverbs 16, I'm not sure.
Proverbs 16, 1, man disposes, God, man proposes, God disposes, effectively.
Yeah, we throw the dice and the Lord determines where they land.
Yeah.
I used that with a guy for a job, I had a coin like that. And when you can't do that, that's unchristian. Like, Proverbs says, and we did it, and
right.
We got the job.
Well, not only that, of course, in the New Testament they cast lots.
Yeah.
And in the Old Testament they have the Urim and Thummim. I think there's a better way than that. But
the point is that we put ourselves in that place of risk.
Yeah.
And the Lord determines where that goes.
That's true. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
He that would have told his wife.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they did that. Look what it took them.
Well, that's right, and they were just a disparate group of people.
Amen.
That two ladies got an idea. They went to this conductor, and they said to him, "Look, can you come along and whip us into shape?" And of course, they did, and it became international. In fact, I was looking at the comments on YouTube, and there was American soldiers saying, "Wow, that's awesome," because they were singing for their husbands who were in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
They were
wonderful.
It's just telling them how much they loved them, and so on. And they just, the Americans said, if only we had something like that in America for all our soldiers. Amen? Okay, just a short thing about church. What is the church? Okay, well, here's the church, and here's the steeple, and here inside are all the people. Right? But of course, that's not true, is it?
No.
That's the church.
Yeah.
The people.
Amen.
You know, we just happen to have the blessedness of this building this morning. It doesn't matter where we meet. In one sense, and yet it does in another sense, because what's happened is because we've got the benefit of this auditorium, you know, we've only got, what, 30 people, less than that probably here this morning, but we could grow and get a bigger, bigger, and bigger, and bigger. And then what happens is, can you imagine 200 or 300 people together that we all got something to share? Wouldn't work. It just wouldn't work. We'd have to be, we'd have to spend, well, maybe you should spend 24 hours in church on Sunday, you know. But exhausting, and it wouldn't happen. So what happens then is that you lose that intimacy, and you also lose the gifting of the people who've got something to bring, who are not going to speak up in a large setting, but they might do if there's only a few. You know, Bernie, you know everyone here, I think, pretty well. And you know, you, if there was 100 people here, you might run out the door. So the word church is only used twice in the New Testament. In fact, it's only used twice in the entire Bible before, sorry, not on New Testament, in the Gospels. It's only used twice before the epistles or Book of Acts. So it's not an Old Testament concept. But Jesus said to Peter, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed, taken the lid off something which is up to now has been hidden, to who I am, to you." And so God revealed a big revelation, a huge revelation, when he revealed to Peter. And it says in Deuteronomy 29:29, "The secret things belong to the Lord, but those things which are revealed, they belong to us and our children forever." You can't put the genie back in the bottle. You know, that's the same with nuclear power. Terrible thing, nuclear weapons. People know how to make them now. That's not going to be unforgotten, is it? So what was the revelation that Peter got from the Father, called Simon? Well, first of all, it caused Jesus to pronounce that the person called Simon was blessed. How blessed? Supremely blessed. In fact, the word Makarios, it's the word in the Greek, and I thought, I know that name. Of course, he was the president of Greece, and he was an archbishop. Remember him, Archbishop Makarios?
Yeah,
his name means supremely blessed. Good name, isn't it? It's an African name, isn't it, Precious? Yeah. Well, everyone in Africa has a good name, you know, Precious. They don't call themselves stupid, do they? Hallelujah. So, how would, you know, what does it mean to be supremely blessed? Well, as you know, when people ask me how I am, I say I'm exceptionally, wonderfully, overwhelmingly, mightily, magnificently, majestically, munificently, splendiferously, outrageously, hilariously, unapologetically, incontrovertibly, unassailably, unabashedly, indefatigably, indubitably, scintillatingly, and sumptuously blessed. Which I know sounds a bit of a mouthful.
No, I think you missed a few things.
Well, I didn't. I wrote them down, but I just wrote them down in case I'd forgotten them. But the point is that it's true, isn't it? Speak of those things which are not as though they were. Sometimes we don't feel that way, but it doesn't mean they're not true. And anyway, even if I've got a tiny bit of that, I'm still blessed. See, Peter, when Jesus said to Peter, he started off by saying to him, you know, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, son of Jonah." But then he went on and he said six more things to him. He said to him,
you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Okay? Actually, there were six things that Jesus said to him in total. And I think that we need to take a hold of these things. Not so that we can, you know, name it and claim it. But because for our lives to be functional, we need to be reliant upon what he wants to provide, not on what we've got.
Amen. Amen.
If you send somebody to war, when I joined the Navy, all I had to take with me to HMS Raleigh in Plymouth was my toothbrush, maybe some underpants, a few other things, but basically hardly anything did I take. When I got there, they gave me everything I needed. They gave me a uniform, all the bits of the uniform. They gave you soap and shampoo if you needed it, and things like that. Though it was pretty rough.
Yeah.
So you bought your own. But they gave you all your weaponry if you needed to. If you needed a gun, Navy, they tend not to give sailors guns because they shoot first and ask questions later. Whereas the Army tends to do it the way around. But probably not. But you're provided with everything. You don't go to war at your own cost. So if we're going to go to war on behalf of the Lord, we've got to allow him to provide us with what we need. He's in charge of logistics. Now, we can take our own stuff. We can rely on ourselves, but we're going to run out of steam. You can't take on a tank with a pea shooter, folks. And so what we need is we need to allow him to provide it. But we also need to make sure that we're picking the battles that we're doing, doing the warfare for the battles he's picked.
Amen.
And not the ones that we've
picked. That's true.
And I think one of the problems, folks, is that we can sometimes get grandiose plans for our lives prematurely. You know, if you're faithful in a little, God will make you ruler over much. If you're faithful with another man's, God will give you your own. But we want our own, we want to have it big, we want to have it from the beginning, sometimes. And then what happens is it all falls flat. Or it doesn't fall flat from the outward appearance, because what we do is we rely upon human wisdom. You can build a church with human wisdom, folks, but it's not God's church. And if it's not God's church, then it's going to fall eventually. I appreciate it's 12 o'clock, you've got to go. Yeah, maybe 5 minutes. So, if you know, what we need to do is align ourselves with him and with his will. And we've also got to get rid of some conceptions that, you know, misconceptions, that what we think is his church. Let's make sure it is his church. Because I'm not sure we've seen much of his church in my lifetime. Maybe in pearls. But you get my point. The church today, you can tell if the church is the church, because the church will be fruitful. When Paul's great-great-great-great-great-granddaddy, John Wesley, right, started the work of God in this country at a time when the nation was in crisis, God built his church through the likes of Wesley, Whitfield, etc. And it grew from nothing, and in a very unexpected way. If it wasn't for the mother of John Wesley, it would never have happened, because John went away and left his mother sort of looking after the fort, and she got an unordained man to preach. And when he came back, he was furious. Absolutely furious. You can't have anybody preaching who's not been ordained. I don't know what Bible he was reading at the time. Anyway, she just said to him, well, listen, hallelujah, thank God he listened to his mother. Thank God he didn't forsake the law of his mother. He must have read Proverbs. Perhaps he read Proverbs that day. And he listened to his mother, and he listened to this guy preaching, and went, well, this is of the Lord. And that's what spawned the, what do you call it, circuit preachers.
Yeah.
The unordained circuit preachers, lay people,
yeah.
And it spread, and it took over, and it saved the nation from going the same way as the French went with the revolution.
Yeah.
We were saved, folks, by the timing of God, because he allowed God to work unexpectedly in a way that heretofore had never happened. And millions of people came into the kingdom.
Amen.
Miracles. Now that was then, but what about today? What about today? It's time, if we're willing to lay down our own ideas of what things should be. I honestly, folks, I've got no idea what God wants to do. I don't. But I know He wants to do something, and I know that you are as important to this as anyone else is. And I don't care whether you think you are or you don't. What you don't think you are is irrelevant. You are. Because according to 1 Corinthians, the body is composed of many parts, and every part works together to support the whole. The sum is greater than the parts. Now, what part you play in that, I don't know, but the Lord knows. And if you're, and you may not know, but if you're willing to yield to Him, if you're willing to do something you've never done before, you know, you wouldn't dream of standing up in a meeting and speaking. Well, you might get a word for somebody that I can't say that to them. Well, listen, it's wrong, so what? As long as, we might check these things out. Because that is the other side of the coin, of course, that you do have that risk when you open these up that things can go a bit wild. But hey, let's have some wildfire rather than no fire. Yes. We just go around with fire extinguishers and can imagine
we like
the
new fighters.
Let's be open to what the Holy Ghost wants to do. Because unless what we're gonna do otherwise, we're just gonna be bored out of our tiny little brains.
Waiting for the Antichrist to
come. I wouldn't worry about him. In fact, we ought to ban his name, I think, because I don't think we should talk about him. In fact, Bernie, how many times did you mention the devil this morning on the way here?
Oh, yeah.
Two or three times? And how many times did you mention Jesus on the way here?
Good point.
I think it was like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Let's reverse that.
Yeah. Amen.
Let's not glorify him.
Amen.
Remember Smith Wigglesworth? Smith Wigglesworth woke up in the middle of the night and the devil was stood at the foot of his bed.
Yeah, remember that one. Yeah.
And what did he do? He saw it and said, oh, it's only you.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Thank you both, Naomi and Peter. Bless you both. Thank you for coming.
Sorry.
Not at all. There's no, Thanks, Peter.
Bye-bye.
Hallelujah. So let's pray into this.
Thank you.
Thanks, Naomi. Thanks, Peter. Just pray into this. Just pray into it. Say, Lord, use me. Use me. I know when I first got saved, oh my goodness, I couldn't wait. I just couldn't wait for God to use me. I couldn't wait to go to church. I couldn't wait for the pastor to say, does anybody have anything to share? And I had a coiled spring. Perhaps that week there had been half a dozen things that were brewing inside me. I was waiting for an outlet for them. I needed to get them off my chest. And very often it didn't happen. I go away and I have to find somebody to share it with. Remember those days, Jackie?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Did you want to say something?
A little bit.
Go on then. Sorry about your dad, I didn't mean that, but don't you think Sarah's looking good?
Yeah.
Looking really good, Sarah.
Yeah.
I
take good care
of him. Your face is really radiant. The swimming?
Yeah.
Love is not, knoweth not, but love is not. Anyone else got anything you want to share?
Yes, I have, if I may.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a bit. So, first of all, I'd like to thank you all for praying for me. I'm still here, praise God. Thank God for sort of lost it on the 5 cents in Christ, and he said I need another 2 in the cardiac.
Speak up, woman.
I'm hearing from the cardiac specialist this afternoon. I need another 2 stents, but I am afraid I won't need the other 2. Thank you for praying. But I tell you what, I don't know if anybody else, but this I have been to church for 18 months. You guys have met together, I've been able to meet anywhere. So this is very strange for me now. And you know, the Bible talks about us being led in chain, what you were saying, being led by the Spirit. I mean, I've got to be honest, these last 18 months, I haven't been led by the Spirit. I confess that. You know, and unless we're led by the Spirit, we're in the flesh. And it's very easy to get in the flesh when you're not led by the Spirit, you know. But the church that we're talking about, we have got to be led by the Spirit. Because if we're not led by the Spirit, we're led by the flesh. We're led by form. We're led by run. But the Bible talks about those that, but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit, of course, it's not his. And if the Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. You see, we need the Holy Spirit. I don't know about you guys, but I have a deep yearning in my heart. I don't want to go back to church as it was. I really don't. I want something to be different. I want to see that leading of the Holy Spirit. I want to see the Holy Spirit use us in a way maybe we've never been used before. I agree with everything that John is saying. We need to be led by the Word, and we need to be led by the Spirit of God. Because if we allow the Spirit of God to flow through us like a mighty river, we will have the river of life flowing through us. And wherever we go, the river will go. The river of life will go. It will go outside to the highways, to the byways, and it will touch the people outside, because they are starving of the river of life. They don't have the river of life. They need the river of life. And only we can share that river of life. It's only as we get filled with the Spirit of God and led by the Spirit of God. Oh God, I confess I haven't been in your Spirit for such a long time. But I tell you what, guys, we need the Holy Spirit. If we're going to just do it by the flesh, it's just form. It's not going to do anything. But if we really let the Holy Spirit move through us again, speak through us again, speak in the gift of the Spirit. We want to see speaking in tongues and interpretation. We want to see prophecy. We want to see word of knowledge and word of wisdom. We want to see gifts of healing. Oh my God. I said, Lord, I thank you for all the gifts of healing I've seen, but I haven't seen many recently. I thank God that I had the help that I had from the hospital. But you know, I've seen many people of heart conditions just raised up by the power of God right in front of me, by the power of God's Holy Spirit. And if we want to get up there and preach the gospel and see people saved, which is why we're still here, folks. We're still here not to just enjoy each other's company, but we're still here to see the gospel go forth and the people outside to get born again and saved. But then we can only do it by the power of God's Word and the power of the Holy Spirit. I want to see the Spirit move like we've never seen before. And we talk about the early church. When they got into the upper room, the Holy Spirit fell. Tongues of fire came upon each of them. Not just a few, all of them were filled with the Holy Ghost. And they went outside speaking in tongues as God gave them the utterance. And the people outside believed that something major was happening, because they could hear them speak each in their own language. Grace, we need a new Pentecost. We need a new filling. I admit, I need a new filling. I confess, I have not been in the Spirit like I wish.
more. Fill us afresh with the power of God. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's 18 months worth being bottled up.
Hallelujah. Praise
thank you, Jesus. Praise. Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord. Let us have revival, boy. Let us have praise, Lord. Shout out to the Lord.
I don't know.
John?
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. We need the chairs for next week.